We are on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. This is by the small Hei of the Ein Mishpat. It's around after two-thirds of the Amid. Amar Rove Kota Es Yodai Naisin Loi Dimei Yodai. A person, they cut off his hand, so he gives him the Dmei Yadai. V'sheves, v'yin oisai, kilu hu shayma kishui. V'sheves is now, he's not capable anymore of being a doli davle. So Mamele gives him sheves, abal kaponim, he could have been a shayma kishui, when he's bedridden, he can't even do that. Shiber es ragloi, what if he broke his foot? Noising loy the meirag loy. The Shabbos, now the Shabbos, Kozman is bedridden, you can't say that when he'll get well, he'll be a shema kishuim. He can't be a shema kishuim because one has to go around the rugis. Hoy noisei kilu hu shema rasa pesach. The Shabbos is that al kaponim, he could be a doorman. So Mamela, and now that he's bedridden, he can't even do that. Sima esainoi, what if he blinded him? Naisen loi demeinoi. A blind person can't be a doorman, he can't be a shema kishuim. But vishavis loin oisai kilo hu matchinoi berachai. Kilo, But if he could be a matchin berechayim, they bring him to the rechayim, just like Shimshin Mebach was a matchin berechayim, so a blind person could be also a matchin berechayim. So there's nezek, and then there's sheves. Chirshay noisein loy demeikulay. But what is if he made him deaf? Then he pays his full value, and that's it. Zot Rashi, Kita Yodai Adain Uroi Lishma Kishuin. He's Roi Lishma Kishuin. Ukach Sheves Koyim Echoye Nois Noischar Shimo Kishuin, that he was Mashbesin from Melech Shimo Kishuin. Shiber Esragloi. Vishuv einai roi lishma kishuyin. Shetzach lahalich saviv hagina. You have to walk around the gina in order to be a proper shema kishuyin. Chirshoi ein roi leklum. Let us see Taisvis. Chirshoi noisein loi demekuloi. So Taisvis says, al kochoch loi mairi ba'oisoi shekites yodoi. V'shiber es ragloi v'simai einoi. It's not speaking about after he lost his hands and feet and his eyesight, and then it's chirshe, then he's worthless. Afilu el afilu ba'odam sholem. We're speaking about a person who has all his ivorim, but since he's a cheresh, so he's worthless. And Taisus proves it. Dumye d'sima einoi. What is the case of Sima Einai? That was the third case. L'ayri ba'isai shekita yodai v'shiba ragloi. So v'shiba ragloi eini nois nala k'shema rapesach shupoches mitchina sorachayim. So by shiba ragloi, you give him a shema rapesach. And by Sima Einai, if it would be speaking about that he doesn't have raglayim, so why do you give him more than a Shema Pesach? You give him a Teichem Berachayim. So Kochoch, each case is a separate case. And the Sima Seine means he has hands and feet, so he's capable of being a Teichem Berachayim. So that's why he gets more, his Shabbos is more than the Shiber Ragloi, because Yene cannot be a Teichem Berachayim. V'teima, the mashmahoche, the cheresh leishavi midi. A cheresh is worthless. He has no market value whatsoever. Midinoisen loy demekuloy. בפרקמה דארכן תנן, חרש, שויטה וקוטם, נידורן ונערוכן. ולחרש, שויטה וקוטם, if one will say, let's talk about a חרש, if one will say, an a חרש, דומה ולאי, so there's a din of נידורן, so there's a שומה, how much this חרש is worth, and that's how much you have to pay. Now, how does that stem with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that a cheresh is worthless, nice and like the Meikula, and there it says a cheresh does have a value. Va'ima Rabbeinu Tam, so the Rabbeinu Tam said, v'yesh l'chalek bein cheresh bidei odom l'cheresh bidei shemai. There's a difference between a cheresh bidei odom, which our Gemara is speaking about. There it's noisin loy de mekuloy. In that Mishnah, speaking about a cheresh bidei shemai. The Tesis Rabbeinu Peret says, a cheresh bidei shemayim is oid roi hula malacha. He could still do malacha. It seems the charshus bidei shemayim, even though it takes away the koyach hashmiya, but it seems he's still capable of doing malacha. Ubidei Adam ain't roi leklum. The Pischi Yarid says, a cheresh bidei shemayim is like tzas das. He has some das. But a cheresh bidei Adam, it would seem that if one gives a makeh and that hakor takes away the koyach hashmiya, a koch of this hakor does more than that, and he takes away his das completely. So that's Adar Rabbeinu Tam for Enfield, that the argument speaking about a cheresh b'dei Odom, who doesn't have any das, he's not chazi l'malochim. The Mishnah is speaking about a cheresh b'dei Shemayim. The Mori Mesoda asks Akashe, what's with a shayte? What is, it says a shayte also has a shavius. What can a shayt accomplish? So the Rami Soda wants to say that the Gemara Chagiga says there's one doesn't have to be a complete shayt. It could be a shayt l'dovar echad. So Mamela could be that's the type of a shayt we're speaking about in Masechtas Erchin. Ulari Nire, the Ri wants to say a second teretz, the hocher ba'odom she'enoi ba'umnis k'deperashtele. Asugi is speaking about, he has no profession whatsoever. Chayin mashma midinoket, before we learned doli davla ba'ozli b'shlichusa, that means he has no profession, he can just do poshe tezachen. His hilkach k'shenishareish enoi shaveklo. So if there's no communication with him, he can't hear. So then for these poshtet and yonim, he's also not capable to do. The Mishnah in Elchin is speaking about a cheresh that has an umnes. He's a noikev margolius. So it seems that he can continue doing bechar shusai. So there he is, a shavi. Zog te gemore weiter. Boi rove, rove klar da shayla. Kota es yodoi veloi amduhu. Someone cut off, Shimon cut off Reuven's hand. And there was no oimet, they didn't make any oimet for this hand. There's an oimet of nezek, of sheves, of ripri, of tzar, of boishes. This was, let's say, Yom Rishon, they did this, and there was no aimit. Shiber es ragloi, Yom Sheni, this mazik continued. He broke his foot, or his feet, v'loyim du. There was also no aimit for the nezek, the tzar, ripri, shebis, and boishes. The third day, sima es einoi, v'loyim du, also no aimit. L'besayif, chirshay. And finally, he made him a cheresh. Mal miyam rinen kiven deloyam du. Till now there was no oimit. Bechad umdenesagilei v'yoivlei demekulei ba'adi yadodi. You give him the mekulei and finished. Oidilme chada chada umdinen. Or perhaps now we make a oimid on all the previous hezekes, yaminalei. And we'll give him, even though b'shaitai a oimid was not made, so now we'll make a oimid. Nafkemine. So now the Gemara says the nafkemine, if one oimid is sufficient, or we'll make a separate oimid for each hezek. So the Gemara says the boiler meisiv leitzar uboishes. If we'll make a separate oimid, we'll have to give him tzar uboishes. The chol chod of a chod from each hezek, from the katayodai, shibaraglai, simeinoi, nehei the nezek, the ripui, the sheves, the chol chod of a chod lo yavin alai. It's a very difficult Gemara, but let us just say the words. Tzuma says, by nezek, sheves, and ripui, there's no shaila if you make a separate oimid. The kivin the koyoivle the mekule, since he gives him the mekule. Madur Basra says, we're not koyres command the kotle. He's giving him the mekule, vayoivle the mekule. So since he's giving him the mekule because of chirshay, so therefore there's no chiyav of Shabbos, there's no chiyav of ripoy. But tsar uboishes miyis, but tsar and boishes we can clear a shaila. The chol chode v'chode yoiv could be tzar uboishes. We will make a special oimid, the tzar uboishes of the kita yodai, the kita shibaraglai, sima einai. The havelei tzar uboishes, because he had tzar uboishes. So the first shaila of the Gemara is, if there was no oimid, so it seems the shaila is, can he pater himself with one big oimid of chirshay noisen like the mekulai? Or do we go back on the tzar and boishes of the previous chavolas? That is the shayla. Vim timtza loima kimin the loyam du, if you'll say, since there was not a oimid bishaitoi, Koyoivle de Mekule Badi Adod. You give him the Mekule and finished. Well, the Mai said it never was an Oimid, and now it's Noisenle de Mekule, so that's finished. Tzaru Boishes, Mies. Yeah. Vimzal Kimle Yamdu, Koyoivle de Mekule Badi Adod. Amdu Ma. What'll be the dinners of Amdu Take? They were Meshaya, how much the Tzar is, how much the Boishes. Me amrinen kiven dem du, chode chode boi le meisem leim. So now there was a name of the ready, bishas kita yodei, the tzar abayshe, so he has to pay that. I do me kiven de loy sholim, but le meis, even though there was a name, but that was never paid. And now there's a name of the meikulai, yovlei de meikulai. Teiko. So the Gemara remains with a teiko. Now let us see Taisvis, before we see Rashi. So Taisvis understood Pshat in the Gemara, that there's a shail in the Gemara, if you pay ripui, there's no shail, Yizikha don't pay ripui. The shail is, do you pay tzaren, do you pay tzaren boishes, or don't you pay tzaren boishes? So time, bishloim nezek v'sheves din shloyitaim. Nezek and sheves, I understand. That means first they broke a hand, then a foot, then they blinded him. But good, so all these things, the shuma would have been how much he's worth with the hand, without it. But now it's chirshay. Chirshay is worthless. So when I'm paying him
his whole value, so you don't have to start making cheshbonos how much he's, I give him his whole value. Now he's worthless, you give him the whole value. And there's no union of Shabbos either, because he can't work, he's worthless, he can't work anymore either. So Tosfos says, Bishlei menezek v'shevis din shelo yitein shekol zeh b'chlal d'meikulei. That I understand very well. Elo ripui lo mepshita loy shiye b'chlal d'meikulei. Why should the ripui be gepatel when I pay the meikulei how much he is worth? For what reason should I not have to pay ripui? Yaisa mitzaru b'ishis. More than Tzara Boishis, the Gemara understood this as far to say, when it was Kita Yodai, he was Matairim, so you have to pay Tzara. So why shouldn't I pay the Ripoy for the Kita Yodai? Venire, so because of this Kasha, Tosfos says, the Goras Ripoy Bahadi Tzara Boishis. V'loi Bahadi Nezik V'shem. So Tosfos makes a grise in the Gemara, that the ripui is together with tzara boishes. And there's a tzad, you should pay ripui for each chavola b'fnei atzma. Achakati koshe, the maika mi boile, fine. But there's two tzadim over here. There's one tzad that you don't pay ripui, you don't pay tzara boishes, since you give him the meikulai. The Maika me boilai, the Loma Yifta me ripui, the Tsaro Boisha is the Cholchoda Vachoda Bishvil Shachir Shalipsaif, the Naisen Lai the Meikula. What does the Meikulai, which is the Nezek, why and how does this pater ripui Tsaro Boishas? And Taisis, Maishna Mikita Yodai, Taisis says, what's the din of his Kita Yodai? He pays for the yad. So memele, if by paying him, so why when he gives him the meikulai, so that takes care of the nezek, the shevis. But why should he be potter to pay ripi tzaru boishes? Otu im chaval becheresh. Let me ask you a shayla. If a person will be chaval becheresh, that is no nezik, v'chi yifta miripe tzaru boishes. So Taisa says, so that means even though he's a cheresh, but what does that have to ripe tzaru boishes? Miu, so Taisa is asking me svore. Maybe someone will say, no, if he's a cheresh already, he's Mufke from Tsar Boishes, but I said, Misvar, it's not like that. Me, Taisa said, but I can't prove it. Mahod is not the Kamon, Achayvul Becheresh Chayev, ain't the Dadik, Lachayre, I have enough in the Mishnah, that Achayvul Becheresh is Chayev, Behid Borim. מצינו למים דאוסם בחרש בידי שמיים, כי דברי רבינו טעם, היו ברון אומנס, like the re, could be, that Mishnah is not proof to what I'm saying, could be a chayvul בחרש, could be you don't pay anything. Like it seems to my Gemara, that Mishnah is speaking about is not a חרש גמר, it's בידי שמיים, or he has an אומנס. ואוי, so the Masha says, Pshat, and this Va'oi Taisa says, another reason you can't bring a raya from that Mishnah. The Lael Ashkehan Dachayv Ripui Shaloi B'mokim Nesek. The Gemara brought before a limud that Yechayv and Ripui Shaloi B'mokim Nesek. So by Stois, there's a Ripui B'mokim Nesek. There's a Ripui Shaloi B'mokim Nesek. So Memele Safilu, you'll prove to me from that Mishnah, that there's a ripui by a cheresh, there it's ripui shaloi b'mokim nezik. There was no nezik whatsoever. So it could be there you pay. Here we're speaking about a ripui b'mokim nezik. It was kita yodoi, shibaragloi. Voitaim. Taisvis says, but Taisvis understood the Gemara Kipshutai, that is a Tzatisai, will not pay at all, Ripui Tzaro Boishis, because you give him the Meikula. So Taisvis says, there'll come out a very modna lochim. The Pa'omim Ma'aviach Mamashech Hirsha Lipsait. Kigoin Shatzar Varipui Oila Yaisa Midmeikulai. The Tzar and Ripui is more than the Demeikulai. And now, there'll be Chirshay, and there'll be, I just have to give him the Meikula. That's not Mistaba. V'nir el-ri. So therefore, the Ri says a different pshat in the Gemara. The pshite, the mishalim, tzar, uboishis, v'ripoy. It is zicha, yepay tzar, uboishis, v'ripoy. The chol, chode, v'chode. That's poshit. When it was Kita Yodoi, he became Machayev and Ripi Tzar Uboishis. Umiboilei, so what is the shail of the Gemara by Ripi Tzar Uboishis? Miboilei kegoin shekita Yodoi yom rishin, v'lo yom duhu, v'yom sheini shiparagloi, v'lo yom duhu, v'yom ashlishi chershoi, v'yom rinen. So now we have to make an oimid on the complete tzar, yodai ragloi ve'enoi, chirshoi, the ripui, the voices, miyamrin in the choshev kilo osa hakel bepamachas. Do I say, since there was no oimid as yet, so when we're making now the oimid, so we consider ki'ilu, this all happened at once. So the Zechiev Ripui, and Yodai Raglai Einai, and Chirshay. V'oim dimakel biyachad. And it seems when you are oimid a Ripui that is kailo many in Yonim, so Mamela it seems it comes out at a cheaper price. It's, you don't have to pay so much. Oidilme. Kivin shachavolos hoyu bozeach hazeh. But you don't look at the oimid is made at once. I make one long oimid for all of these chiyuvim. I do makivin shachavolos hoyu bozeach hazeh. Since shachavolos hoyu bozeach hazeh. Oimdim lochol achas ripoi. It doesn't matter that I'm making the oimid at one time, but the lemaisa the chiyuvim were chal at different times. So mamel there's a chiyuv oimid. So there's a bazunder oimid for each chiyuv. So kita yodoi. So there's an oimid on the chiyuv of ripui tzar uboishes and kita yodoi. The nafkemino. What's the chilek if I make one general oimid, so I make a beprotistic oimid. Shein oile kol kach, kshoimdim akol biyachat, kmei shoile kshoimdim kolachas bifneyatz. So on price it comes out it's less. That is how Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara. So from Taisvis, we see two things. And number one, Taisvis holds there's no difference between Ripui and Tzar and Boishes. So when the Gemara cleared about Tzar and Boishes, the Gemara is also clearing about Ripui. And number two, there's no Hava, meaning you shouldn't have to pay for Ripui, Tzar and Boishes. The Shaila is how the Oimid is made. Is it made a separate Oimid on each Hezek? It'll come out, it'll be more expensive. But you make one general oimid on all the hezekis that were done, and that's taiku. Let us see Rashi. Kitas yodoi v'loyam du, bezden, le'omru l'mazik ten loy kach v'kach ripui, kach v'kach sheves, tzaru b'yishet. V'achay ken shiberes ragloi, koidim sheyisrapei, chode chodom dinik. So Narashi says, "Va'afal gav de benezik leinavkelon minamidi." By nezik, there's no shaila whatsoever. Das Seif, Seif, Kosha, Hilchen und Peichsen ist Dama. But you're going to add up the same thing. Kitas Yodai, so Kama Yeshava with a Yad, without a Yad. And now we'll say Kama Yeshava with a Rego, without a Rego, with a Nine, without a Nine. Till Chilshe, so Lamaisa, you're going to end up that you're paying, he's now is valueless, so there's no difference if you'll go Eiver Eiver, if you'll make one shume of Naisaloi de Mekuloi. Hilkach, bein oimet kula, bein oimet kolechet, bifnei atzmai midachas, you'll end up with the same numbers. So, bein nezek and sheves, there's no nafkamina whatsoever. Now, where is there a nafkamina? Nafkamina lemeisab leitzal uboishes tocholech. So Rashi has the girsa the way we have, the nafkamina bil gabi tzal uboishes. Havel ripui loy, by ripui there's no nafkamina. Sherei loy nisrapei bentayim, because he wasn't healed as yet. So the mreim is so to say, what's pshat in Rashi? He wasn't healed, so what? I mean, if we'll say the Shaila is, does he have to give a wholesale price, or does he have to give a protistic price, so, Lainis Rapa, since Lainis Rapa dying, so how, why is there no Shaila and Ripui? So the Mrei Mesode says that Rashi holds, and we had mentioned already in the Medalev, such as Svore, the Chiyuv Ripui is not a Chiyuv moment. It's a chiv l'rapoi. It's not that I owe him money. I mentioned Rabbi Chonon says if a person was a chayiv ripoi to someone and then he dies, so there's no chiv ripoi. It's not that I owe him money. The money could be a chitim sa'al become nisrape, but the chiv is to be merape. So Mamele, so the Mrei Mesode says, so l'maisa this person needs a doctor. I have to get a doctor for him. It's irrelevant to him how much I'm going to pay the doctor. I have to get a doctor. And if now it'll come out, so the doctor will charge me a cheaper price because it's all in one, the yoda in the ragla in the eina in the chivsha, it's all in one. Whatever he has to do, so that's not negeya bechlal the nizik. The nizik needs a rafu and is getting a rafu. So it's no chilek. I'm gaining money if the doctor will charge me less, but that's irrelevant. The nafkamina is when I'm paying the nizik. So now the shail is, do you pay tzar? Do you pay tzar a klali sticky tzar and all the zekis or a proti sticky tzar? Then it comes out more money. That is the svare of ripui, you shouldn't have to pay. V'sheves loy, you don't have to pay sheves also. Shrei noisin loy demei kol masha yesho. But that means your whole shavius I gave you. Mitchila, v'arei you avdoi. So memele, what are you telling? I paid for you completely. So memele, you got your full value. So, what are you telling me? You could work now. But are you out there? That means if I gave you your full value, so any work that you're capable of doing is not yours. It's I gave you your full value. So the Madura Basra asks, Rashi is very sure, but we have a different child. We have a shaila when it was Kita Yodoi. When the Skita Yodai, so let's say Skita Yodai, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and the whole week he wasn't working. So Vosgate Meron, that now he is Nosan Loi Demekuloi, but that week that he didn't work, that was before Nosan Loi Demekuloi. Why shouldn't he pay him the Sheves for that week? This Ha'ored, the Madura Basra's Ma'ira. Now we're starting a new sugya.
Boi rabbe. Sheves apichsasoi bedomim. I made a person not workable. I was mashpesim mimalachtoi. But this Sheves takes away his value to be nimka. That means, usually, we have two in Yonim. There's Nezek and Sheves. Nezek is, I was mazikim, I made him handless, footless, so I was mazikim, so now, this person that the Shum is, kamahoyeshov, kamushov. Here we're going to speak about a case that there's no Nezek. There's no Nezek. But he can't work for a period of time. And because of this, his value also, his market value becomes less. We'll see soon exactly what we're talking about. Hey Chidomi, what are we speaking about? Kegoin sheikol al yodoi, he hit him on his hand. But some saw yodoi, and the hand, the veins shrunk, contracted, dried up. But after a few months, it's going to get normal. So Lamai said, this person has a hand. This person has a hand, and in 5 months, he's going to be ka'achat ha'om. But these 5 months, he doesn't have a hand. But sometimes he doesn't have a hand. He has a hand that's not functioning. He has a hand that's not functioning. So, but he has a hand. He has a hand, and so l'chayre, the tashlumim of nezek does not apply over here. The tashlumim of nezek is the me'ayin tachazayin, the me'yat tachashadim. Was machas's hand, you have to give him the domim of the hand. He has a hand; he can't work with the hand. But we'll see. But this sheves, so he's only he can't work with the hand. But his worth, his market value went down. We'll see why. And the case is she call a yode v'tzom sa yode v'saif elachsa. Now I'd like to mention a moiradike eir zarua mesechtes bob metzia, which perhaps sheds a lot of light on our sugya. The zarua asks akasha, amai nokat yikol al yodai v'tzom sa yodai v'saif elachsa. Why did the Gemara pick on such a case? He hit his hand, and now it's shriveled. He can't, but then it's going to save a lot. Havla leminket kol chavolei sheba oilom. I'll have all chavoleis shesh soifam lehischapais. That means I broke his foot. I won't put it in the cast. Forget about it. He'll never be able to walk. I'll put it in the cast. He'll be able to walk. That means, so why do you have to, the Gemara is speaking about a certain case. He can have hundreds of chavolas that they could be healed. So it's also the same thing. So if they could be healed, so it's pshat is, so, but the whole thing now he can't work. Why did the Gemara only speak about such a case? Zokte oir zarua, elavadai. Kol mako shetzorich lohitzi aler lefuwasai. Every mako, he broke his foot. And if you won't go to a doctor now, it's finished. He doesn't have a foot. Finished. Ve'eino, you have to go to a doctor and heal it. Ve'eino chayzeres memele. By itself, it won't go back. Loikarine be seifalachza. That's not called seifalachza. The nezek omer havi. That's called nezek. He broke his foot. He broke his foot. The foot is broken now. There's tachbulas. He can heal the foot. That's irrelevant. But in the parsha of ya tachas yad regel tachas regel, you broke his foot and you have to pay for the foot. There's other eight sources, but you have to pay for the foot. O pachas gomer havi liyos nivcheses bedomel.
So that's no shaili. Zichel pay nezek, you pay ripay. That's no shaili. V'davke b'yiko al yodoy. Svirelei l'rova wasi rabbi. It's a sofik in rova. Didn't have a sofik later. She'ein p'chasha loy choshev nezek. This p'chas is not called nezek because it's a temporary. Temporarily, he can't use his hand. That's it. But it's not that. Ava bisha yesh loy p'chas domin. Even though you'll take him on the market now, he is a p'chas domin. Kivin shayim de moisei shesayf elachze va'av shekayne noisei bepoches b'shvil kach ein choshev nezek ve'ein zel machmes yire shen yoidim v'yishuroi lachze. So Amir de Gezachos, Taisa says the same thing. Taisa says, in reality, if everyone would realize that this is just a temporary disability, but Lamaise says it's going to go back. So really his market value shouldn't go down. That means the market value would down how much the person is worth. And this doesn't go into Nezek. But people don't look at it that way. That means, they see the person with a hand that's useless, that's disabled. And the doctor says, don't worry, in 5 months will be as good as new. By himself, people don't look at it that way, and they won't give such a. That would you tell me? Don't worry, I won't. I'm not so sure about it. I won't give money because of your guarantee. So memela, this is called nivchas domov. But it's nivchas domov because people consider him as a handless person. That's why it's nivchas domov. We're not talking about the other things we're not talking about the bitl malocha sheboy. We're talking about the price. We're not talking about the sheves sheboy. Sheves is another cheshbon. We're talking about the nezek sheboy. People will not give money. They look at him as a handless person. Because Bashar Hashem is handless and his hand is disabled and they're not so ativ tochem b'divim v'nodom that he's going to change. So there is a shaila. Is this really called nezek? Even though the market value really fell down, but this is that what it fell down is not that he's really worth less. No, people are scared to give money for him, but in reality, his value is taka worth what he's worth. Avo bedovo, he says, shetzorich l'troyach l'bakish roifei akach. But he goes back, but something, that his hand is broken, and you need a doctor to fix it. L'hoitzei tzoslo fuwasa, adovo yedush kainoisei bepoches, machmashashova poches, kimin shein soifel israpes me'atzme. This is what the Erzahua says. Now let's look at the sugi. Boyi Rabbe Kler the Shail. Sheves apoichsasoi bedomi mal. Zugmo says, Eichi domi, what is the case? Kigoin sheiko al yodoi, the tzomsa yodoi, the hand tribbled to try, that contracted the. The seifer lachse. Mal, kimin the seifer lachse, la yoiv lei, velei midi of nezek. No, this matzev is afchasei mikaspe. Let's see what Rashi says. Sheves apirchsase midomim. He called make shusoch lishbois mimelachtei. This make he will not work. He sheves mimelachtei. He won't work for the next 5 months. But eventually he's going to be sholem. V'ein kan ela sheves. There's only sheves. In reality, what did I do now? I made you unable to use your hand. In reality, there's only sheves. That's exactly what I did. Aber Peichsa Yachshev Adam, aber Lameise, his market value went down. Shema Yevoli Mocha Achshev Oyudom of Peichsa. Mal, mi mechayev abchaz dom of the hashdoloi. Does that go, since Lameise, his market value went down, so we have the shum of Kamoyoyof and Kamoyoyof. Tzomsa, kofsa, shriveled it, contracted. Loshen tzumas hagidim, mokim shagidim tzomsim. Kivin de seifa lachsa, la yodle de me yodle. Yeah, so this was Rabbi Shailo. Aydo mahashta mi es afchesai. Let us just see taisvis. Sheves apachsasoi bedomimal, kigain shikol yodle de tzomsa seifa lachsa. Shemilvad shiftei shebechol yoyim v'yoyid ashen ischapi. That's zicha, the Sheves over here. There's no shayla about it. Sheves is zicha over here. Abaniv chesudomo. But there's a nezik also. His market value went down. Why did his market value go down? She'ein b'nei odom b'kim lahake b'yodim seifa lachse. V'yachnisu atzmon b'sofik. Liknoisai kebori v'sheilet b'sheyodo. People will not give money for such a person. That means that even though the salesman is telling, I'm telling you, this person will have two gesunte hands in 5 months. L'maise v'sfurim shalai yisrapiyoi. Avu v'dova yedua shesoif elach samaydabaya sheninoisai l'sheve shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. But the whole shayla is, if it's not yedua, and this lamaisa is causing that his market value became worthless. Tashma. So Ma wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah. Amaka ovi v'imoy, v'layosa behem chabura. A person hit ovi v'imoy, he did not make a chabura. If he made a chabura, they made that the dam should come out, or the dam should go to the skin. So then he's chayv misa. So then there's a din of kimlev daram. Leyosa ben chabur. He made a market. Or v'achayvul b'chavei rebiyem akipurim. Chayvul b'chavei rebiyem akipurim. There's no misas bezin. No kimlev daram. Was chayvul. He made a real chayvul b'yem akipurim. Chayvul, we don't have any problems. The problem is by Ovi v'imay. Chayev b'kulom. So let's go, we're talking about Ovi v'imay. So he's chayev to pay hei devorim. Now we have here a hechetimtze, was maka Ovi v'imay, didn't give his father a slap. Because if he gave his father a slap, he's not chayev nezek. There's boishes, there's no nezek. Here it says, there's nezek, there's sheves, chayev hei devorim. He was makir ovi ve'imoy, he's chayv, and there's no chaburus, no kim lev darab, and he's chayv heidvor. Hi, so what did he do that there's nezek and sheves, and he didn't make a chabur? How did he do such a thing? Hey chidomi, lav kegoin sheiko al yodei v'soif elachsa. Oh, that was almost the case. He gave him a zetz in his hand, there's no chabur, his hand is useless now, for 5 months. Uktoni chayiv bekula. Nischayiv bekula nezik tzar ripui sheves abayshis. Oh! So we see klo, you pay nezik on this. This mustam is the case. So you see, you pay nezik. So we can be poshet to shayla. Omri ochib mayaskina kagoin shechir shevileyosa baychabo. No. We're talking about If a temporary disability could be, you don't pay nezik. It could be now the shail of rabbi. If it was chirshoi, he made him deaf. Chirshoi nicely to make kuloi. That's nezik. But he didn't make a chabure. So Memel is not chayiv misa. He's not chayiv misa. And he pays, but not your case. It's mamish, it's a permanent deafness. So it's not your case. Not soif elachsa. Break the Gemara, Va'omar Rabbe, Achirish, Es Oviv, Nerag, Lefisha, Yefshel, Lacharisha, Belei Chabura, Tipsa, De Dama, Noflei Bura. It says, if you give a Zetz, and because of this Zetz, he became deaf,
the zicher, some blood came out. Maybe you don't see the blood. But zicher, if this hakor was capable of deafening the father, the zicher was a yitzias adam, yitzicher made a chabure, and it can't be, so it can't be that he made him deaf. Because if he made him deaf, so he'd be put to pay everything. Kim look that up. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Elohim ha'eskinen kegoin shegilchai. We'll see. He made him bald. He shaved off all his hair. Gilchai. Mehedahoda. So, that's also not so. So, so good. He said he made him bald, and it's going to grow back again, and it says you pay Hedvom. So that's what I wanted to prove. I want to say it's speaking to Hike al Yodai Vitzomso, and then he said, no, it's speaking about Gilchai. Okay, it's right to the same thing. That's what we proved the point. You pay Nezik. It's not our boy. Taisvah said the whole Shaila was because people do not believe it's going to grow back. So Mamela then, so that it's not Borayin. The whole Shaila is if you think it will not Mehad Dohoda. That's what Taisa says. If you know Mehad Dohoda, so it's no Shaila. So this is Akash and Taisa. About Al Kaponim, Omri, the Gemara says, Ochib Ma'eskinen, no, that's not the case. Kegoin Shasochai Nashe, Deloi Hoda. That what it said, that he made by his father a nezek, that's not a chabure, we're trying to figure out how did he do this, he smeared a sam on his father's head, that the hair will never go back. So now he's completely bald, which is a nezek, which is a mum. People are like looking at such people. It's a mum. He's worth less stock. It is nezek. That's nezek. And what, now what's the hate for him? What is the hate for him? Tzar, the islay katufni bereshe. Now, the father had sores on his head. When he put this acid on his father's head, chman on its lung, to make sure his hair shouldn't grow back, his father is jumping from pain. He have open sores and acid, achman on its lung. So this tzar. V'tzofchi mahani katufni. He's screaming away from these sores that now you put acid on them. These are raw sores. So tzar, zichet tzar. Ripui the boy asuye. You have to heal these sores now. You have acid on sores and achman on its lung. So you need ripui to take away the tzar. Sheves. What's the Sheves? Dava Merakid Beikuvi. And speaking about his father used to dance in the saloons. He was a type of a letz, a clown. Machvi Gavni Areshe. And he used to, part of his letzonis was, he used to shake his head in different leifanim. That was part of his koyach. Now his head hurts him so much he can't do anything. He's just holding his head in his hand and he's screaming from pain. Leimachvi mahani katufni. Boishes ein locha boishes godel mize. That means he looks like he looks very embarrassing. He's completely bald. And so mamela, there's boishes, there's nezek, that's called the made him a bal mum. So mamela, so the Gemara says, from this Mishnah there's no raya whatsoever. The Davoni, I don't understand one thing. The Gemara says the Mishnah is speaking about, we're trying to find out a case of Maka Ovivimu Losabem Chabura, Sumo says, oh, that's the case. Fine. But I don't know how the word Maka applies. That's Tachmaki smeared some acid on his head, that's called Maka. I don't know. About Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. That the Mishnah is speaking about this case, and he's Chayav Behidvor. By Chayav Behidvor, and when we mention what the Chiddush is, that even though there's a Chayav Malkus als Yom Kippur, so the we have a cloud that rips a teira chayvo b'chaveira tashlumin by every chavod is also chiv malkus as la yosef, and the teira was mechadish that b'mayne mishalem milka leiloki that the tashlumin patas the malkus, so within the tashlumin he also patas the malkus of Yom Kippur. Let us see Rashi. Layosa ben chabura dein olof chiyev misa chiyasa ben chabura beilein anachnokim. Chay bekulon chamisha dvorem. Heichi domi shiyehezik beloi chabura. Lav kegoyim sheiko. The bein soif elachzel lekalameima. The chol beloi chabura soif elachzel. That means if there was no chabura, it can't be a permanent chabura. So if it's b'loy chabur, it means it has to be seif elach. Shegil chay. The avchesay mikaspe b'loy chabur is worth less without a chabur. There's nezik. Hachi gasine gil chay. The more is gil chay meda hoda. Aino b'ay, klema. Mali seya, mali ya. But seif elach is mechay v'say. So we're able to be poishet to shay. Nasha sam hameshir esaseya. It'll never come back. That's a mum. Kartufni bikoim, their cracks, chatotim, sores. The tzavchi lay mach, even lay mach mas choize kasam. This strong acid is causing him excruciating pain. The boy lasuya letzara dahanach kartufni. Sheves tava marakit bekuvi. Here it says on the side, Bekuvi Leitzon Marakid Bechanuyas. He was a clown or a letz that danced in the stores, in the saloons, the bars. The boy Achvuye Gavni, Mare Ninua Baroisha, he shakes his head, Laharis Minei Schoik, Kederech Aleitzonim. That's, so he uses his head. Akaponim, he shakes his head, and different Ifanim, to make people laugh. The hashta ad she yisrapo aner katufni lemotzi mach. Because Kolzman, this doesn't get healed. He can't shake his head. He's in pain. Ba'af al pi she leibot loy mishal meloche. So lechayre, good, he can't be a late, but he can do other things. I mean, he can work at computers. I mean, say, can you have to shake your head? This, he has a problem shaking his head. That's his business. I mean, that was his profession. And then he gives Shevis on that. Let us see Toysvis. Kigoyin shechir shoy. Bim taim of amaychai bakulon. Odamei kulon naisen. Why is Chai Bekulon? He gives the Mekulon. So we get a tzad before you should be potter. Since he's giving the Mekulon. Ela peir shri de la niche, de mikomak mesh yesh kan tzar, u boishes varipoy. Av al gav, de sheves, bachlal de Mekuloi. Ay, sheves is bachlal de Mekuloi. Shaykh Lushana is chai bakulon mishum achine. The Imre Misoda asks, what was the problem of Taisvus? Taisvus, the Ri said before, that when do you give the Meikuloi by Chirshai, that Safkiv doesn't have an umnes. If he has an umnes, so then he has a value, and then chish, you don't give the mekuloi. You give whatever that's a hezik, you don't give the mekuloi. And so memela, so the sheves, so he's wondering, the ri l'shitosoi, why did the ri have such a problem?